Greetings, and welcome to the Profound Medical First Quarter 2016 Financial Results. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Rashed Dewan. Thank you. You may now begin.
Thank you, Rob. Good morning, everyone. We'll start with our forward-looking disclaimer.
This conference call includes forward-looking statements regarding Profound and its business, which may include, but is not limited to, the expectations regarding the efficacy of Profound technology in the treatment of prostate cancer. Often, but not always, forward-looking statements can be identified by the use of words such as plans, is expected, expects, scheduled, intends, contemplates, anticipates, believes, proposes, or variations, including negative variations, of such words and phrases, or state that certain actions, events, or results may, could, would, might, or will be taken, occur, or be achieved. Such statements are based on the current expectations of the management of the entity. The forward-looking events and circumstances discussed in this conference call may not occur by certain specified dates or at all, and could differ materially as a result of known and unknown risk factors and uncertainties affecting the company, including risks regarding the pharmaceutical industry, economic factors, the equity markets generally, and risks associated with growth and competition. Although Profound has attempted to identify important factors that could cause actual actions, events, or results to differ materially from those described in forward-looking statements, there may be other factors that cause actions, events, or results to differ from those anticipated, estimated, or intended. No forward-looking statement can be guaranteed. Except as required by applicable securities laws, forward-looking statements speak only as of the date on which they are made, and Profound undertakes no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statement, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise, other than as required by law. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Steve Plymouth.
Thank you, Rebecca. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. On behalf of the management team and employees of Profound Medical, we appreciate your interest in our company. And for those of you who are shareholders, we thank you for your support. The agenda for today's call will start with a presentation of our Q1 2016 financial results. And following that, I will discuss recent news, the outlook for our strategic initiatives, and progress on milestones. After that, we will be happy to take your questions. So for that, we'll ask Rashed to please proceed.
Thank you, Steve, and good morning. I would like to take a few moments to summarize our Q1 2016 results. Our research and development expenses are comprised of costs incurred in performing R&D activities, including clinical trial and related clinical manufacturing costs, material and supplies, salaries and benefits, contract research costs, patient procurement costs, and occupancy costs. Our R&D activities occur in clinical R&D. Clinical R&D refers to internal and external activities associated with clinical studies of TULSA-PRO in humans and advancing the clinical product toward a goal of obtaining regulatory approval to manufacture and market this product in various jurisdictions. Expenditure for R&D for the 3 months ended March 31, 2016 were higher by $1.6 million compared to the 3 months ended March 31, 2015. The increase was primarily due to the activities in preparing regulatory filing for marketing approval of TULSA-PRO in Europe and Canada, preparation for the initiation of multi-jurisdictional pivotal trial, and preparation of the 12-month clinical outcome from the 30-patient multi-jurisdictional TULSA Phase 1 trial. Profound is certified to the ISO 13485 2003 standard, including the Canadian Medical Device Conformity Assessment System and CE Full Quality Assurance Certification. Preparations for the pivotal trial include organizing the ID submission and a pivotal trial in at least 10 clinical sites, designed to support a 510K submission in the United States to provide a pathway for market clearance of the TULSA-PRO system. As a result, material cost increased by $543,000. The number of employees involved in R&D also increased during this period to support these activities resulting in salaries and benefits increasing by $313,000. The increases were offset by reduced investment tax credit recorded in the 3 months ended March 31, 2016. Since becoming a public entity as of June 4, 2015, the company does not qualify for refundable investment tax credits other than the Ontario Innovation Tax Credits. Our selling, general, and administrative expenses were comprised of management and business development costs related to the development and commercialization of a TULSA PRO system, including salaries and benefits, our various management and administrative support functions, and other operating and occupancy costs. SG&A expenses for the 3 months ended March 31, 2016 were higher by $544,000 compared to the 3 months ended March 31, 2015, primarily due to an increase in the number of employees in SG&A, resulting in higher salaries and benefits of $122,000 and share-based compensation of $158,000. Professional and consulting fees increased of $218,000 relate to recruiting fees, board of director fees, and legal fees related to contracts and corporate matters. The company recorded a net loss for the 3 months ended March 31, 2016 of $3.8 million or 10 cents per common share, compared with a net loss of $1.9 million or 90 cents per common share for the 3 months ended March 31, 2015. For the 3 months ended March 31, 2016, the net loss was primarily attributed to the R&D expense of $2.4 million, the G&A expense of $1.1 million, and the interest and accretion expense of $284,000, partially offset by the interest income of $51,000. For the 3 months ended March 31, 2015, the net loss was attributed to the ongoing R&D expense of $835,000, G&A expense of $583,000, the ongoing dividend expense related to the preferred shares of $287,000, the loss on recognition of the notes of $2.1 million, the interest and accretion expense of $317,000, largely related to the accretion of the preferred shares, partially offset by the gain on fair value of derivative of $1.9 million, and the fair value gain on the notes of $370,000. The company had cash and short-term investment of $16.9 million as of March 31, 2016, compared to $20.5 million as of December 31, 2015. The decrease in cash and short-term investment during the 3 months ended March 31, 2016 is mainly a result of the cash used in operating activities and changes in working capital balance. For the 3 months ended March 31, 2016, net cash flows used in operating activities increased to $3.2 million as compared to net cash flow used in operating activities for the 3 months ended March 31, 2015 of $647,000. The March 31, 2016 increase was primarily due to the preparation for the IDE submission and a pivotal trial in at least 10 clinical sites designed to support a 510K submission in the United States to provide a pathway for market clearance of the TULSA PRO system. The number of employees also increased. For the 3 months ended March 31, 2016 and March 31, 2015, R&D expenses were $2.5 million and $835,000 respectively. As of May 4, 2016, Profound had an unlimited number of authorized common shares with 39,473,327 common shares issued and outstanding. I'll now turn the call back to Steve.
Thank you, Rashed, for that summary of our financial results for Q1. On the heels of a successful 2015, we are off to a great start this first quarter, and I'd like to summarize a few of the highlights of our progress and then discuss our more recent news. In January, our Phase 1 clinical trial was accepted for publication in the reputable journal European Urology, and that 12-month data showed that the TULSA PRO is accurate and able to precisely ablate prostate tissue. The study also showed that the TULSA PRO provided a very favorable safety profile and a low rate of erectile dysfunction. Then in February, we signed a strategic collaboration agreement with Siemens Healthcare, which we are very excited about. Under the terms of this agreement, the two companies will each invest approximately $2 million U.S. on marketing and sales resources to support the successful product launch of TULSA-PRO in Europe. Siemens and Profound will actively work together to promote this technology to the install base of the Siemens customers, and it should be noted that Siemens has a very large market share of MR scanners in Europe. Many of the world's top clinicians are using the Siemens MR platform in their prostate care, and we are delighted to gain enhanced access to this very important group of potential customers. Now on to some of our most recent news, which has now transitioned Profound to a commercial company. We are truly excited about receiving our CE mark approval for the TULSA-PRO on April 11th. This is a major step forward in the growth of the company. Within a few weeks of our CE mark, we also announced the first sale of TULSA-PRO to Rezo FUS Alomar in Spain and Barcelona. With respect to our plans for the pivotal clinical trial, we're making great progress. We have completed the IDE submission. We have confirmed the engagement of our clinical sites and are now moving forward with our additional planning. In order to support all of this activity, the company plans to move to a new, larger facility to accommodate our needs to scale up production of our capital equipment and support the future growth of the company. And this will happen over the summer in the next month or two. We are excited about all of these plans, and we push forward with a keen sense of urgency and drive. We look forward to getting our product into the hands of the clinical community and offering clinicians a new tool to be used in prostate care. And with that summary, I'll be happy to take some of your questions.
Thank you. At this time, we'll be conducting a question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad, and a confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Thank you. Our first question is coming from the line of Angela Cicchetto with GMP. Please go with your questions.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Rashid. How are you?
Morning, Angela.
Morning. Well, congratulations on the results. I just have a couple of follow-up questions. My first question is related to the first sale in Spain, and I wondered if this was a Siemens or Profound lead, and if you could give maybe some color around the clinic and how many prostate cancer procedures they are performing annually, and finally, when you expect the device will be installed and operational there.
Well, thanks for the question, Angela. Our first sale in Barcelona to the Alomar facility is one that has been, I think this customer has been waiting for our CE mark for quite some time. They've been tracking the company. A little bit about this facility, they are very familiar with prostate ablation. They've been doing transrectal HIFU for quite some time. They are a direct customer of Profound, and that was a sale that we made directly. Although it is a Siemens site, and we expect that as soon as they receive their upgrade to the Skyra platform, which is compatible with the Profound system, we expect that we'll be doing the installation and training, and we're anxious to get started with them. They're a large facility. They have a large number of MR scanners within the company, and we would be excited to work with them going forward.
Okay. All right. Thanks. And regarding other commercial activities, have you ramped up fully across the rest of the European territories you're looking at? And can you maybe provide a bit of color on some of the discussions you're ongoing or the stages that they may be at?
Sure. Well, we're actively working with both of our partners, Philips and Siemens, in terms of ramping up their education on the system and readying them for the sales process. In addition, once we received our CE mark, that allowed us to be implemented into their financial system so that we could be listed as a vendor. This process takes a few weeks to complete, and then as such, the sales cycle can begin with them. So we will continue to work through that process so that we can ensure that as orders are received, we can process them immediately. As we had noted earlier, we have set up a German subsidiary and are launching a focus campaign within Germany at the high-level institutions where most of the early adopters are. As I speak, we are actually at the American Urology Association meeting in San Diego, and we have seen terrific interest in the product, and many of our European colleagues are here, and we are following up with a lot of them that we've met before. So all in all, I think we're off to a great start. There's lots of activity in the top-tier institutions that we've identified, and we'll also continue to work aggressively through the partnerships that we've already started in Europe.
Okay, that's good. And just my final question is on the pivotal trial. You mentioned that you had filed the IDE submission in the U.S., so I wondered when you expect that you'll be enrolling patients and how that's going to roll out on the timing side.
Sure. No, go ahead, Angela, if you have a follow-up to that.
Yeah, I just mentioned if you have clinical units built and how whether they're installed yet or whether that still has to happen.
Right. So, yeah, you'll notice a bit of a spike on our expenses this quarter. That's directly related to the large number of clinical systems that we've built, as well as readying inventory for commercial sales. So it's been a very busy quarter for us behind the scenes. With respect to the IDE submission, that's moving along quite smoothly, and we expect to see progress on that. And then beyond that, we expect to look at first patient, I would say, in the July, late July time frame. That's our plan right now. As you know, we'll be scaling up, I think, three sites in July. And then beyond that, we'll be bringing all the other sites online after that.
Okay. That's all for me right now. Thank you.
Thanks, Angela.
Our next question is from the line of Neil Gagnon with Gagnon Securities. Please go ahead with your questions.
Good morning, Steve.
Hi, Neil.
First, on manufacturing, tell us a bit more about what you're trying to build and why you are doing it, I gather, more yourself as opposed to using outsourced third parties.
Right. So just to be clear, we are ramping up production of the capital equipment in our own facility. We have the capacity and the expertise in-house to do this. It is an early device, and in the volumes that we're dealing with, it really is difficult to get the kind of benefit that you'd get from outsourcing on the capital side. That said, we have outsourced the manufacturing of the single-use device, the disposable. Those kits are received now as sterile pizza boxes, if you will, ready to go, and we're ready to scale up volumes on that. We're working on second sourcing for all of these components and have a good handle on that so we can guarantee no interruption to our inventory availability. So, this is a strategy that we've used, and at some point, Neil, where we get to the volumes on the capital equipment that would justify that outsourcing, we would certainly look at that, and that'll be an analysis made both mostly on the economics of the upside.
Good. Thank you. On the IDE, please review for us what has changed and what the focus is right now, please.
Well, the primary change is the size of the trial. As you know, we're targeting an enrollment of 110 patients. This will be a true full gland treatment going right out to the capsule with a protocol that will also open up the inclusion criteria to a much younger population. If you remember, our safety study was limited to men who were 65 years and older. And this criteria will open up the inclusion to men 45 to, I believe, 75. And primarily, that's the major differences. We look to have a much more streamlined enrollment based on the more broader inclusion criteria.
Okay. And when do you think you'll be finished picking sites and full enrollment?
All of the sites have been selected. I would say that there was a fairly strong level of interest and almost competition to be included. As you know, this is a multi-jurisdictional trial. The FDA has agreed on the same protocol to include data from two sites in Canada, several sites in Europe, and the balance being in the U.S. We would expect this enrollment period to be estimated at about 6 months and then a 12-month follow-up. So ideally, we'll try to bring that in through the end of the year and as aggressively as we can work to close the enrollment, which is why we've got a little bit of a buffer on a couple of extra sites. Depending on the pace of enrollment, we can ramp up additional sites to try to accelerate the enrollment and closure of the trial.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Neil.
Thank you. There are no additional questions at this time. I'll turn the floor back to management for further comments.
Well, I just want to take a moment to thank everybody again for your interest. We are very excited at Profound as we've transitioned into this exciting stage of our growth and look forward to making great progress on the commercial side as well as the pivotal trial, and we look forward to our next update. Thank you very much.